Hello, this is Mary Demuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We've been kind of going through some long chapters the past couple days, so we've run a little bit longer. Today, we're going to break it up a little bit. We're in Genesis chapter 31, verses 1 through 36 in the HCSB, which is the Holman Christian Standard Bible. This is what it says. Now Jacob heard what Laban's sons were saying. Jacob has taken all that was our father's and has built his wealth from what belonged to our father. And Jacob saw from Laban's face that his attitude toward him was not the same. Then the Lord said to him, "Go back to the land of your fathers and to your family, and I will be with you." Jacob had Rachel and Leah called to the field where his flocks were. He said to them, "I can see from your father's face that his attitude toward me is not the same, but the God of my father has been with me. You know that I've worked hard for your father and that he has cheated me and changed my wages 10 times. But God has not let him harm me. If he said the spotted sheep will be your wages, then all the sheep were born spotted. If he said the streaked sheep will be your wages, then all the sheep were born streaked. God has taken away your father's herds and given them to me. When the flocks were breeding, I saw in a dream that the streaked, spotted, and speckled males were mating with the females. In that dream, the angel of God said to me, 'Jacob.' And I said, 'Here I am.' And he said, 'Look up and see. All the males are mating with the flocks are streaked, spotted, and speckled, for I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you poured oil on the stone marker and made a solemn vow to me, 'Get up, leave this land, and return to your native land.'" Then Rachel and Leah answered him, "Do we have any portion or inheritance in our father's household? Are we not regarded by him as outsiders? For he has sold us and has certainly spent our money. In fact, all the wealth that God has taken away from our father belongs to us and to our children. So do whatever God has said to you." Then Jacob got up and put his children and wives on the camels. He took all the livestock and possessions he had acquired in Paddan Aram, and he drove his herds to the land of his father Isaac in Canaan. When Laban had gone to shear his sheep, Rachel stole her father's household idols, and Jacob deceived Laban the Aramean, not telling him that he was fleeing. He fled with all his possessions, crossed the Euphrates, and headed out for the hill country of Gilead. On the third day, Laban was told that Jacob had fled, so he took his relatives with him, pursued Jacob for 7 days, and overtook him at Mount Gilead. But God came to Laban the Aramean in a dream at night. "Watch yourself," God warned him. "Don't say anything to Jacob, either good or bad." When Laban overtook Jacob, Jacob had pitched his tent in the hill country, and Laban and his brothers also pitched their tents in the hill country of Gilead. Then Laban said to Jacob, "What have you done? You have deceived me and taken my daughters away as like prisoners of war. Why did you secretly flee from me, deceive me, and not tell me? I would have sent you away with joy and singing and tambourines and lyres, but you didn't even let me kiss my grandchildren and my daughters. You have acted foolishly. I could do you great harm, but last night the God of your father said to me, 'Watch yourself. Don't say anything to Jacob, either good or bad. Now you have gone off because you long for your father, but why have you stolen my gods?' Jacob answered, 'I was afraid, for I thought you would take your daughters from me by force. If you find your gods with anyone here, he will not live. Before our relatives, point out anything that is yours and take it.' Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen the idols. So Laban went into Jacob's tent, then Leah's tent, then the tents of the two female slaves, but he found nothing. Then he left Leah's tent and entered Rachel's. Now Rachel had taken Laban's household idols, put them in the saddlebag of the camel, and sat on them. Laban searched the whole tent but found nothing. She said to her father, "Sir, don't be angry that I cannot stand up in your presence. I am having my period." So Laban searched but could not find the household idols. Mind if I pray for you. Lord Jesus, I know one of the things I love about the Bible is how real it is, and that Jacob had very real fears about staying, and he also felt it necessary to flee. And Lord, it just shows that there are messy lives out there. And even as you lead him away and speak to Laban in a dream, there's still stress and there's still intrigue. And Lord, I know for me, I'd rather not have any intrigue in my life. And I get tired of all the stress that comes my way. But Lord, I pray for my friend listening today that maybe they feel like the burden is too heavy this week, and they've been carrying it a really long time. And it feels like one of those burdens that you carry over your head and your arms grow weak and they start shaking. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to visualize a simple laying down of those burdens and those worries and those stresses and those fears, that we could just take them from atop our head and that we've been bearing for so long and just simply place them on the floor in front of us as an offering to you. Lord, you say in Romans 12, 1 and 2 that our bodies are that living sacrifice. And so this is our spiritual act of worship. And so we lay down ourselves. We lay down our agendas. We lay down our worries. We lay down our fears. And we entrust the rest of our lives to you. We don't know what the future holds for us. We don't know. Some of us are battling illness and we have some insecurity about how many days we have left on this earth. But you are still God. You sit on your throne. You give grace and peace to those who ask for it. And I pray for those who are sick today, you would give them grace and peace, particularly the peace that passes all understanding. And that we would lay down those burdens because you are the burden bearer. You take up for us. You notice when we are being hurt. You notice when we are being taken advantage of, just as you did with Jacob in this story. And so, Lord, we trust you. We choose to trust you. As I read through the Bible rapidly last year a couple times, that was the word that just kept coming back to me. Would we trust you in the difficulties? And so, Lord, we choose today to trust you. And like the guy in the gospel that says, I believe, but help my unbelief. We pray that as well. Help us in those places where we're not trusting you for the future. We love you. We need you. We worship you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to be prayed for, go to marydemuth.com/pray. And I'll pray for you on the December 1 issue of Pray Every Day. And if you'd like a free ebook, you can go to marydemuth.com/prevail. And that will get you a free ebook, 31 Days About Spiritual Warfare. And I think a lot of us can relate to that. So enjoy and have a great day.